The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
It's Monday.
May 18th, 2026. How's it going?
Trying to do a little tech support.
Yeah, I appreciate your support.
it's pretty limited.
Yeah.
Which is usually what it is when you try to figure it out on your own. Right?
I'm going to try it one more time.
Like, you know, what I just advised you to do,
yeah,
probably wasn't going to work.
Well, I got the swirly circle now. Oh, no.
God dang it.
That's all right. It's all right.
Does anybody know why we can't sign into the computer? Something about a domain.
Something about a domain connector. I don't know. I take that as there's something on the internet today I shouldn't see.
That's what it is. All that filth.
Yeah, all this old hateful meanness. I don't need to see it. No ways.
Could you guess what that restaurant was?
Yes.
It's the club now. But...
yeah, it was a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it was.
They were brilliant in when they would design their restaurants, man. Pizza Hut. Like, they could sell that building forever, but people would still say, oh down there, yeah, by the Pizza Hut? No, that's a car check loan place now.
I was like, no. So, hey, wait a second. Didn't this used to be a Jiffy Lube because there was a Lyft right here? No, it's a title loan place now.
They always go to title loans for some reason, too. Like, God, what's the other one Checkers over on Cherrydale was a car title place.
I don't think it is now, but you could sit outside where you used to be able to eat and fill out the application.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? Nice breeze come by.
I'll charge you only 900% interest.
Only 900% interest if you sign today. Man, oh man. Yeah, that's the way it goes, man. That's the way it goes. But you could change the sign outside, but that was still a Pizza Hut, no matter what.
Yeah, that roof, even the windows.
And now I saw a thing that they're wanting to bring back Pizza Hut dining. They want to bring back the old school red cups and the beautiful, stylish stained glass lights that would hang over.
I have not had Pizza Hut in a long time.
It has been a while. You want to go in tonight, have a pie?
Yes. God, might as well, right? I don't have one in my town.
You don't have a Pizza Hut?
No, it was gone.
I don't know where mine is.
You don't know where yours is?
I have one. I just don't know where it's at.
Oh.
The other two, I know where they're at. You can't eat inside. You just in and out.
Oh. They don't want you.
I guess.
Only to go.
It's like, dang it, man. It's not good.
That's interesting. Like, I wonder when, well, what came first? Like, food trucks? Like, food carts, I guess it would have been, with, like, donkeys and stuff? Or was it like real go in and set down restaurants started? Because that seemed like that would have been an afterthought. Come in and set down, or get this food and go.
That's a good question. Like, who invited you to come in to have a meal?
Yeah, to come sit down and someone wait on you like you royalty.
Some of these people you wouldn't want in there.
No, they have a gunfight at high noon. You wouldn't want them in there.
Like, that's the other thing. When did bars start serving food? Not back in the olden days.
Why, when John Taffer came through there. You don't have a food program. What are these people supposed to do?
Are you going to starve?
They're going to buy whores? They're going to shoot each other outside? Wyatt Earp wasn't eating a cheeseburger when he walked into the bar.
No.
You're sitting in my chair.
Some of it's good. Just some of it.
But do you think, like, hotels started off as bars, and they're like, oh, that old guy passed out asleep. Well, go put him in one of them rooms up there. You know, we ought to start charging him for this crap.
That was twice.
Yeah, no. Well, it's Monday. I had to catch back up on that cousin. But, you know, it's like, well, he spent the night here last night because he was drunk. Well, we're going to start charging him a monthly or a nightly fee to stay here.
Yeah.
So call it a hotel.
I remember when you used to, like, we were waiting for people to come in, and then you stay at some of the airports some of the hotels by the airport, waiting for your friends, because that's where they'd be staying and waiting in the bar.
Where y'all be staying at? We be staying at.
At one time, I was waiting for my friend to fly in, and there was this man that was passed out. I was talking to him, and he passed out in the men's room, and people kept coming up to me.
What were you doing in the men's room?
No, people at that bar kept saying, your friend's in the bathroom. And I go, he's not my friend. I keep telling you, I'm waiting for another friend. He's not my friend. And
I'll check on him anyway.
I felt bad for him. He seemed like a nice man, but he disappeared, and I couldn't go get him. And I said, I don't know who he belongs to. I'm sorry. Man. So I feel bad to this day. I wonder what happened to him. If somebody rolled him and took his wallet, or what happened?
Hotel bars.
No telling.
This is an odd concept.
Hotel bars.
We don't want you to leave. We're gonna have everything you need here. We have a pool.
Yeah.
And a bar.
Right. But you're here on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, with the beach.
Yeah, I want to go somewhere.
That's where they got greedy. They're like, man, they're going across the street to buy their souvenirs.
Yeah.
Well, what if we start selling keychains and lighters and stuff?
Ooh, what if we sell hermit crabs?
Yes.
With rebel flag shells.
Hey, watch it. And Dale Earnhardt shells. And I had the number 3.
All I remember of the man that passed out in the bathroom, he bought me a drink, and I go, I really don't need to drink anything because I'm, you know.
Oh, God. He roofied you, but drank it himself.
Yeah, you swapped it. You swapped it like Princess Bride.
He goes, anybody tell you you're beautiful?
Yeah. He was tore up.
Oh, my God.
That's what you want to hear from a man when he's just slobbering drunk. You know what? You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
I can't see my hand in front of my face right now, but I tell you what.
I'm going to go piss real quick.
I'll be right back.
I know he had a family somewhere, and he seemed like a respectable person, but...
You better be here when I get back. I'm going to pull them suckers out. I'm going to lay them on the bar.
Oh, Paige, I forgot my computer. So I have got one out of the other room in there, and it don't work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'll be interneting on my phone today.
That's old school. Fine.
You
That's
know what?
Fine.
I don't think you would catch crap for getting that computer because it's probably going to sit in there for 2 or 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to the dock.
It just won't connect to the...
Oh, because it's older. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
When stuff gets worked on around here, it gets worked on.
Yeah.
Just takes a while.
Yeah, which is fine.
And I'm glad they swipe them so there's nothing on there.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Not that.
Uh-huh. What you got?
Oh.
Well, I mean, on the other one, I had some of the stuff from school and some documents that I had to send in, so I don't want that.
You probably had Bush diagrams and...
I had everything on there, some pictures that I don't want.
You know how you
before
get...
Before and afters?
Yeah, lots of them.
How you get the mannequin heads when you go to Heath Shuler or whatever? Do they give you, like, a mannequin crotch?
You know, right. This is like... This conversation has gone on all week long, even with Gay Timmy, because he said, you know, if you can do that, you can work for us. And I said, but I can't. I haven't had that training yet.
If there's pubic hair, Gay Timmy's there.
Hey, that rhymes.
Hey. I could do your public hair. It's just the other part.
If you got like a sprout on your chode or whatever, you can do that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's this going?
I don't know.
You just go,
Thinking of designs.
I was just thinking of different ways where we could go with it, you know, just lightly talking, just rocking back and forth, having a good time.
It's like we're on the front porch at Cracker Barrel looking at the horse on the sign.
I love Cracker Barrel. I can't tell you the last time I've eaten there.
I didn't go back till they changed the sign back.
Change it back, man.
No, that was my husband's place. He liked that place.
Well, I like it too. I like the hell out of their chicken and dumplings, boy. Uh-huh. That's some good stuff. And their spiced apples.
Oh.
Golly, boom, boy. Yeah.
Spiced apples?
Yeah. Ooh. Cinnamon apples. They do those, you know, they're hot. They're served warm.
Oh, gosh. Keep talking.
I love it.
We should get honorary aprons.
Cinnamon.
Honorary aprons. Four stars on it, too.
I like that one. Yeah.
Because give me one. How do you rate me as a customer?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I don't want rising star on 4.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when you get the rising star coming up, you're like,
dang it.
Ah, I got to explain to them their menu.
Somebody's got to break them in, but it shouldn't be me.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I'm a top-tier customer.
Oh, you really? There's the status thing over there, too?
It should be.
Oh, okay.
There should be.
I know we're platinum members at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yes.
And then what's weird is I was a Chick-fil-A level member at Platinum. Oh. When they were open.
Wow. Okay.
Free sandwiches. What the stage? They don't forget. Sandwiches on the main stage.
No, on the main stage, we have hot sandwiches. Roast beef? No. Come on, guys. Keep it clean.
There is a club here in town that serves steak and potatoes. And
oh, my God.
Now, listen to this story. My friend, who happens to be gay, has been begging me to go to that. And I go, okay, let's think about this for a minute. I don't eat steak and you're gay, so we're going to go to a strip club. All right.
Well.
I don't eat steak.
So one day it happened. For him, I'll go with him.
Yeah. Steak and potato, like baked potatoes?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I would just go there for a baked potato.
You know, Platinum, they used to do like crab legs or something. Like some kind of like...
Yeah, they do wings on Monday Night Football because I've eaten wings with a couple strippers like at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, like... And I mean, they're just like eating them when they can, so there's no bib or anything.
Oh, goodness.
You gotta get a little sauce on the, you know, titties.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we... lived the day and we had lots of food delivered to this place, and we used to have like trays of wings.
Yeah,
and there was one batch where I just kind of tasted it and I told everybody, don't eat those too fast because they're hot, and everybody kept like doing the same thing, like
oh yes.
I don't remember where it came from.
Some of the experimental flavors they'd try on us.
Oh my gosh, they were so hot.
Somebody would bring us breakfast sometimes as a troll because it would be shrimp from a like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Raw too. You see the veins in those suckers.
I know. They were not
deveined.
Deveined, yes. Ugh. Man.
Kind of gritty.
Like an old man's nose.
Like I don't know when that became a thing. I remember as a kid, like I remember eating shrimp and seeing those two black lines on the back of it. I thought it was like their exoskeleton or something.
I was
eating their doo-doo. I was eating the shrimp poo.
Oh, he was eating the vein.
Yeah.
Shrimping.
Matthew's eating the vein.
Look at him over there. He's shrimping. He don't even know he's eating the shrimp doo-doo.
He's shrimping.
Look at him. Did you like that, Matthew?
Oh,
he's got doo-doo in it.
Like,
it reminds me of Polly's Island.
How does one devein them themselves?
You pull it down.
I know, like, but when you get them, they're usually already deveined, right?
I think... Well, my dad used to shrimp and do all that, so he would cook it and devein them. So I don't know how he did that.
Yeah, but like when you get them at the grocery store now, they're generally deveined, right?
I think so.
Okay, because back then they didn't used to be.
Matthew, that shrimp looks too much like a goober, and you ate it in your face.
Take the tail off and devein them.
I never saw the jumbo shrimp out in real life. You know, it was a big ass shrimp from Long John Silver's. You ever see a shrimp that big ever?
I've never met a shrimp in real life, like alive like that.
No, but I mean, seen it. Yeah. Like, I've never seen one that jumbo shrimp.
I tell you, I think I can say this now, even though Long John's is still in existence. But back in the day, that sucker smelled like tartar all day long as soon as you walked in.
Tartar sauce?
It's like a bunch of feet got in a fight. And then you
feet got in a fight.
Yeah, because the tartar sauce smelled like feet, but you had to eat like in the feet smell.
It's mayonnaise and sweet relish.
You know, like, ugh.
Nastiness.
It got a little bit better when they partnered with A&W to sell the floats.
Yeah. The old Long John Silver's over, they looked like a little ship.
Oh, yeah. Hit the big ropes.
Yeah, it had the big ropes out there like you were walking over a moat. It was great. Kids got little pirate paper hats. It was awesome.
God, we used to go once a week. It was Long John's and then Pizza Hut back and forth.
I think my mom is the reason they started charging extra for crumbs.
All the little crunch. I want some crunchy.
I want some crunchy. And then it would pour the malt vinegar on there and make it like a cereal. And just but man, you hear them popping, can't you, Matthew?
Listen
to them. I'm going to get the L2, add two chicken plants. All fries, no salt.
I'm fishing more.
God dang it, man.
I was always double fries, no salt.
Yep. Give me a couple pups. And then
puppies.
When they had cheese sticks back in the day, they weren't bad. But they quit doing them.
They wasn't bad.
They
weren't. Were they good?
I saw a gas station do cheese sticks the other day, and I'm like, this. This sucker's busting out of the side.
Yeah. If they're overcooked and
dried out. I don't want to pay $5 for
them. Oh, Lord.
It's like the hot dogs on the rolling thing. You don't want to eat them if they've been rolling all day.
No, if you go this time of day, those suckers look like footballs. Like, ugh. Ew. It's almost just like some dude's gimmick.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So leathery. It looks like Freddy Krueger's goober.
Oh. Krueger goober.
Krueger goober.
Krueger goober. Oh, Lord.
I'm surprised Limp Bizkit didn't make a song like that.
God, what if that wasn't the part that got burned up? Like, all that was good from the waist down.
Oh, God.
We never saw him bottomless.
Everything but that.
We just saw him topless in part five where he had all the things growing out of his stomach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ooh.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to log in the computer again just to give it an old chance and see.
Let's try it again, yeah. Somebody should come in and log in for you.
Are you?
Like a master login.
Oh, well, it's okay. I mean, I'm going to be like you were saying the next generation of kids are. They're getting off the internet or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, they're going to ditch all that stuff.
As long as you have Wi-Fi, you should be able to.
They're booing. What was it you were telling me?
There was a whole round of graduation speakers, and they talk about, you know, technology on the future and AI, and as soon as they mention it, I saw a couple different videos. They start getting booed, like heavily booed.
Yeah.
That's like, they don't want to hear that stuff. Like, they're really conscious of what that stuff could do and where it's going. As far as, now people tell you it's a productivity tool, but I mean, we know where it's going.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to replace jobs. So they're not into it. So I think their kids coming up are going to just like boot it all together. Say, they want the technology.
But what if they boot it, then won't they just beat Kirk Cameron?
I guess there's nothing else to replace it. What are they going to do?
They would be left behind. They would be just sitting there, just whittling and stuff while everyone else is
like typing away.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do? I just built a house.
Do you know how we like
the drones are bringing in the lumber right now?
I don't trust it because it's wrong.
You know how we drank like hell underage, like that was a rite of passage?
Mm-hmm.
I read a couple of things that said that's not even a thing anymore with younger kids.
Really?
Like the teenagers, 15, 16, 17.
Bunch of pussies.
Yeah, they didn't get in trouble. That was the thing. It's getting caught.
Lived for those keggers, days, man.
It's like they don't even want to mess with it, which I guess is good.
Well, yeah, but like, what do they do?
God, they're all...
They swear at each other and play games.
They don't
want
to use AI or drink.
They don't know how to meet face-to-face. They all talk through chat with each other.
That's true. I saw something the other day that was... It was on Instagram. It's one of those things where, like, I follow one, like, 80s whatever Instagram things where they show you stuff from the 80s and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Then it'll pick up on that and start showing you other ones. And it was this really, really wonderful video. It was just somebody's high school back in the 90s, and they were just in their class with, a camcorder, videoing the kids sitting there. And it was like, what do you notice about these kids right now? They're all sitting there talking to each other.
They look old.
Well, they did. They really did. They looked old to be in high school. But they were sitting there, and they were just talking to each other. And I saw one girl was doing a crossword puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And just, I'm like, the phones. Oh, yeah. They were talking. People were sitting texting. Huddled up talking to each other. And I'm like, damn it, man. Now they'd be like,
yeah, time
who are you doing? I'm talking to my friends.
Where's he at? He's like two seats over.
Right. Yeah. It's weird. But I get it. But I think that's cool, though, that it kind of gets... They realize that it will screw up more than it's going to help.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to peak at some point. It's going to be like, you know, somewhat of a cliche, the whole thing.
I think so.
Technology.
How many lawyers have tried to try cases with AI and they get fired? Because it's wrong. You can't depend on anything. You need to read your do your research. Don't depend on anybody else.
Now, like, I don't know the innovation part of it. It could be going places I don't know, but if you think about the basic stuff, like, it's already been covered.
Yeah.
We got robots. They've got sex robots even.
That would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, at least first couple times. See, like, gotta make sure that like nothing.
I was thinking about that. Either way, like, if you're male or female inviting us, you know, yourself into or vice versa a sex robot, like, it's pretty scary. You could get electrocuted down there in your
province. I would not.
It could, you know, get stuck.
What if somebody, like, you're dating and they say, I want to have a threesome, but it's with a robot that's androgynous?
That'd still be gay. Put a wig on her.
No. It's not voices. A he or a shim. Well, it has every part.
Well, what if it's a hot chick robot, but it's got a voice like this?
Oh, I ain't doing
hi,
no.
Hi, fat boy.
I never had a blow up doll.
Just put me in the water real quick.
No.
I couldn't.
From these cold, dead hands right here.
I would probably laugh at you. I'd be like, okay, can I just watch?
That's where
ain't no way
you do it with the shark. I'll call 911 if I have to, but yeah. I'm not touching it.
I really think it is making people dumber. I really do. I think, yes. Like Paige is saying, people are just going to copy and paste stuff, not check it over, and that's how history just gets tainted and changed.
Oh, yeah.
It's making you not work as hard, for sure.
That's crazy.
But don't try to do it to study and pass a test, because you need to know exactly the way things are worded from studying.
How would a teacher read a thesis or something right now and be able to look at it and say, yes, this is in this child's words and not a computer's? Like, how would they know?
They got some kind of system where, like, I don't know how it works, but all my years of going to college, they run everybody's writings through this, like, universal system that scans, like, every paper ever turned in or whatever.
You get flagged for cheating, you're gone.
God. You have to get, like, a certain percentage of, you know, originality or whatever it is.
But that's what, like, it's patterns that are repeated. So if we, like, for instance, when you learn how to write, you're repeating a pattern. So the only thing that's differentiating that from anyone else is your handwriting. But no one handwrites anymore. Everything is just like typing. So there's no, like, style. There's nothing added to it. So certain words and phrases are used over and over again. Like, jump on a call, fire off an email, those kinds of things.
I write in all caps. If I did a paper that way, it would get returned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I try to write lowercase, it looks like a deaf person wrote it.
Like, why are you screaming at me? Freaking weird, man.
So you need to weird. You need to study. Otherwise, you know, especially something like history or science, you need to know exactly the way it's taught, because you're going to mess yourself up when you try to take the test, because it's worded the same way that your books are.
Wild. Just like in history, for instance, like you learned, you know, like even in science. Remember there was that time when they went back and forth where, is Uranus really a planet or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it went back and forth. There was a time when a tomato was a vegetable, now it's a fruit.
We really weren't allowed to say Uranus. We had to say Uranus.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that was the only fun part of science, was saying that.
Now, this was middle school, so of course you know how that went.
Yeah. Like, I did a science thing where I cut out, everybody did the same science fair project where you get, like, these styrofoam balls and cut them in half and then paint them.
Little constellation.
And put it on the poster board. Uh-huh. And I remember writing Uranus, and I wrote it, like, bigger than the other ones.
Luckily, there was not
Uranus.
A planet.
Uranus.
If there was a planet called Poozy, we would have got in trouble.
Oh, Lord God. The planet Poozy.
You took the half balls, you got it like Hobby Lobby or whatever, and just glued it to
I went to Wilson's Five and Dime. I don't think there was a Hobby Lobby then.
No, there was. There was a Peace Goods, if you were lucky.
Mm-hmm. Go to, like, Pledges, wherever my mama went and got all her yarn. One of those stores.
Going to Michael's, maybe.
There weren't no Michael's. There was Pledges. Pledges Fabrics.
Going to Pledges make you...
Was it Pledges? Was it just like people who couldn't walk were selling yarn?
God.
I don't know. Is that my saying it wrong?
What do we know?
You're awful.
Did you see the SNL this week? That was the only funny part of that whole bit, where he kicked her wheelchair.
Uh-uh. Who hosted?
It was Will Ferrell, but I mean, it was not a good episode.
Oh.
Though he was kind of funny.
I thought it was a rerun.
It was the last one of the year. So he did an Epstein bit, which was funny.
Oh.
But there was some other bit.
He played Epstein?
Yeah. He looked more like Ted Turner. Like, he looks like a mix between Ted Turner and Epstein. Not the black guy from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, no.
The Epstein.
The Epstein.
Yeah. The one that now their new video's out with other inmates saying they could hear him ripping the bed sheets. So they believe he did kill himself.
Oh.
But who do you believe? Jailhouse snitches?
I don't know.
There have to have been cameras somewhere.
I'm.
And it's weird that it was turned off during that time when he.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's sus.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. This one more time.
Yeah. And I was thinking last night, like, am I the only person in the country wondering still, where is Mother Guthrie?
Like, oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, what happened?
That I don't know an update, but that sheriff was close to losing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they want him out because of some technicality. Now, he could have lost. I don't know.
Wow.
This is a week or two ago.
Like, there's never any kind of, like, is it just presumed now that she's gone? Like, do they ever? It was very strange how, I know she was a famous mom. I mean, not truly mainstream famous, but it got her there. And then it was like, boom, 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 and then nothing. Like, every once in a while. You know, you get to see how that groundhog is once a year. Let's check in on the Guthrie case.
So Beauregard.
Well, she was alive when she left the house. That's all they know.
This one story says blood evidence found soon could be identified. This other story says the sheriff's department is not in direct contact with the family.
Wow.
So I don't know if. Oh, look, man. If you listen to Cash Patel, like, the FBI should have been involved on day one. Just because of who she was and the magnitude of the whole thing.
And why they didn't step in, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, why are you waiting to be asked? You have federal jurisdiction. Just go in.
You said just because of who she is, though. Like, are they supposed to look at it that way? Like, if Tony Johnson's kid got abducted years ago, this is Charles Lindbergh's baby. We need to really get on this case.
I think with the news coverage, maybe. I don't know, though. I think Cash Patel tried to get to Arizona, but he's so cross-eyed he went to Texas. They got to teach Aziz to do his eyes crossed if he's going to play the guy.
Is he back on there, too?
Yeah, and it's hilarious when I'm like, teach him to cross his eyes.
If he doesn't want him to get stuck like his mother told him.
Like, it ain't that hard to do. I don't know if the Indians believe that. Though he is Southern.
Yeah, well.
Then his mother told him his eyes would get stuck if he kept doing that.
Probably too.
Do not cross your eyes, Aziz.
They also worship cows, I believe. So
they don't eat them, which is real weird.
Yeah.
Like, why do you cannot get a burger in India? I knew somebody that went.
Yeah.
Well, they're sacred.
And they said that the Taj Mahal, like, right around it, is not that nice.
Really?
Like, what you see is the nicest part.
Well, the neighborhood's kind of dirty around it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you've been too.
I've seen pictures of it because I have a friend that went to work there.
You went to work at Taj Mahal?
No, around.
You talking about the casino?
I don't remember.
No, he went to work in India and he would send me pictures of it.
He went to work in India doing what?
He was a consultant, so he'd go and restructure businesses.
Jeez,
he must have consulted them while not eating cows.
No kidding.
To save the cows because I assume he's from California.
So he would streamline. Say he came into Odyssey and he'd tell you who to fire.
Oh, wow. So keep him the hell away then. Right.
He's a corporate raider like Mitt Romney was.
That's
how he made all his money.
All right. Time-wise, we need to go to break.
10 minutes ago, actually.
All right, we're going to go to break. There was an email on staying on time on Friday. Sorry. Maybe they've seen that. all right, we'll give you a full run-through. It's Fat Boys Rejoin Week. We'll have some fun today.
Yeah.
The way to call or text, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Good morning. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello?
How you doing, Bill?
Who?
How do you want to be introduced?
Who is this?
Stan,
I don't know.
The Marienthal brothers.
Who?
The Marienthal brothers.
I don't know who you are.
Because you stink.
What?
You stink.
You kiss my ass.
You don't have to be a nerd to disappoint people.
Kiss my ass. You go to hell. Hello?
How you doing, Bill?
Huh?
How you doing, Bill?
I...
Huh? You stink.
You kiss my motherfucking ass.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
You stink.
You go to hell, you motherfucker. Stop calling this gun, you smart bastard.
Ta-da-zoom. You stink.
Don't call us number again.
No. Wait, we don't want hostility from the families?
You go to hell, you motherfucker.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headline.
Nice. Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige. All right, so I have to ask you a personal question. Don't be mad at me, but it's just for...
Too late.
Yeah. Already nervous.
It's not like I'm going to publish this.
I know what you're going to say.
Or anything. You want to see my prissy? Something like that.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm talking about an eighth grader naked right now. You know, I've asked you to delete that. I was talking about at the time when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
So that person was also my age now. But I was just saying in that time I was talking about an eighth grader naked. I already did it again.
Okay. All right. Well, there was a study that asked, you know, one of those online polls, if you will, and this poll wanted to know, do you lock your bathroom door?
No.
Even when guests are over.
That, if I'm taking a shower, it's unlocked.
Oh, thank God you said shower.
If I'm taking a dump, it's locked and deadbolted.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're afraid?
Do you have a dead? You don't have a deadbolt.
No, but it is okay. Locked.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those locks you can pick with a hairpin or a needle.
Or a Q-tip. That's what we always used. They had this little tiny little hole there on the door, and you just take it. Was so easy. You take a Q-tip, pop it in there, boom.
Even a used one you could use.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want to waste them.
I don't lock the bathroom door at home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Even, you know, when Jared stays over, I don't, because he's not going to come barging in the
That's
bathroom.
True. Like, why
he's
would
like,
you?
Mama, what you doing in there?
Lock
Never.
It.
Never.
What if he did? He's like, yeah, I got to go in here and take
he
a dump.
He doesn't want to know. Usually I go on the different floor if I have to do that.
Oh. But. Well, you should go in the toilet, Paige, not on the floor.
But since I rarely have any guests at my house, I don't even close the door.
You in there?
I don't either.
Just
I don't
like
either.
Naked everywhere.
You don't have to shut the door, do you?
No.
Just run in and run
I'd
out.
I'd sit there and continue to watch the TV show if exactly. I angle the mirror the right way.
Kind of married life is that same way, where he knows I'm upstairs, so he's going to go downstairs. I don't think he closes the door.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I don't watch him.
Yeah.
I go downstairs so I can hear it fall down.
Oh, hear the splish splash.
He wants to see the flume go down the chute.
And here's the thing. If I was in the bathroom at the same time through the air vent, I can hear what he's doing in there. Like, I heard him on the phone.
Oh, Lord. You're listening through the pipes.
I did. And I almost started to laugh.
Man, this that food was so good, but God, this hurts.
It's like, oh, God.
He's downstairs making some excuse for, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is he
why he's not paying someone some money? And I was like, I'll give you the money. Don't lie to people.
Can you imagine? You hear him? He's having some private time up there.
Yep.
Who are we talking about, by the way?
Christopher.
Okay. Just make sure we're not talking about.
We're not talking about Jared.
Okay. I thought you were. That's why I did the
no,
thing.
No. Weird. No. No. I mean, he doesn't. He doesn't care.
Well, I'm in here. So what?
So what?
I'm getting it on with my hand right now.
If he did that, I wasn't in the house. I'm sure. He's. You know, and that's funny.
You're laying in the bed beside him.
Yeah.
Don't roll around.
He had the worst porn collection. I found that out after he died. But I think a lot of it had to do with
You should have bought him better porn page.
Right? I didn't buy him any porn.
She went to Adam and Eve. They got tons of DVDs.
I think a lot of that was given to us as a present when that bachelor party and bachelorette party. I think they were presents. I don't think that he sought that out.
Who knows?
But maybe he was that kinky. I don't know.
Yeah.
A mystery.
Did he have any other kind of toys or apparatuses that...
That I found later?
Yeah.
No, not really. Oh, no. He did have, like, some male lingerie that I bought him, and he never wore.
What's that?
What the hell is that?
Like, you know,
briefs,
like male stripper stuff, but he never wore it.
It's got, like, the hole in the front, I guess.
They have, like, the elephant trunk?
Kind of like that kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah.
Male lingerie.
Trunk is too small.
Never heard that one.
You know.
I thought, I didn't know if he had a fake female part, you know, the pocket.
If he did, it was probably somewhere I didn't find. I mean, no, he didn't.
When you finally move, it's just going to fall out of a wall.
Yeah.
His secret compartment.
Yeah.
No, they have keychain ones,
too. He didn't have that stuff.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Man, that's what sucks about when you die. It's like...
Exactly.
All your... Whatever, anything that you hid, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it all just comes out.
All your letters and things.
All the Viagra you had that people find.
Oh, man. Should have sold it.
Paige. Let me get one of those flash slots you bang like right now. Look at that flash slot with a mouth on it.
Okay.
God, I wish he was so much more. I love him, but I wish he was more famous because you do a good impression.
You sure do.
Like, it's one of your best ones.
The only thing I want to ask him is why.
Ask him right now. We have a direct connection.
Chris, I want to know why you. And this was open, like he actually watched it. So I want to know why you'd watch a porn where a woman has a speculum in her. Why would you do that? That is so gross.
Well, like, where was it? First off, I love their internet. Okay. Second.
She said speculum, not spectrum.
Well, I like to, you know what's going on.
Yeah, literally.
When I'm watching.
She's like, on the speculum, actually.
Nobody watches the circus from outside the tent. You got to go in that some bitch and see the elephants, you know?
Show me two bits and I'll show you my two bits.
P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.